Oh my god, it's the working cast heroes. They are so sexy. Fucking hell.
Welcome to the Working Cast Podcast!
With George
and
Lem
and
Joel
and
that's it. Right, let's go.
I just wanted to say.
Let's just start off.
Right.
With, as you see on the, have you seen on the note, on the top note? Look.
Lem, verbal warning.
What have I done?
No, it's...
I wanted this.
Yeah, no.
I saw it.
Because you're in charge of digital communications.
Well, you've appointed me.
No, that is your job.
Hang on.
You took on digital communications from the start. We uploaded one podcast, the first one, to YouTube.
Yeah.
Nothing. You ain't done nothing with Twitter.
No. I'm not a tweeter, that's the thing. I hate Twitter.
I hate it.
But you're head of digital communications. You shouldn't have signed up for the job then.
I didn't sign anything. I was appointed.
I'm not defending them. Because I'm all up for
tearing the new sides,
one. I'm not going to take sides, and if we want to, you know, if we want to reprimand him, I'm all on board. But as far as I know, head of HR. Head of HR, head of digital communication, and head techie.
No, but and also right.
Exactly.
If we're not going to get far digital, I always wanted to sing "Starts from the Bottom, Now We're Here" by Drake.
Yeah.
The way it's going, we're never going to get to sing that.
Do you know how we get there?
We're going to start at the bottom.
If you shut up for a second, thank you. Yeah, I'm getting real here.
You're getting real.
No, but if everyone would like to follow us on Twitter at Cast Heroes, that's what we need to start.
I can
plug in the tweets
that we have not got one follower from that message.
But we haven't said it. I haven't said it in like the last two episodes.
And also, we need to start doing stuff on Twitter, don't we? Putting funny things up.
Yeah, following one old female wrestler isn't funny.
Do we though? Who are we following?
Remember Trish.
Oh,
decent. Yeah, I followed that.
But I mean, that was me.
I had to do that as well.
Yeah.
Good. It's just boring. You just don't want another.
No, but
another
this is
how
the pod. Yeah, but the podcast ain't got it like that. We don't have Twitters and stuff. Mm. The podcast ain't getting anywhere.
Hey, this podcast sells itself.
You're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you're fucking right there, mate. Right. We're not going to sell out. We're not even going to upload this. We're just going to...
Follow us at Cast Heroes for a shout-out. George will give you a really good one.
Yeah, I will.
He's good at those.
Yeah, remember last time I did it?
I will be surprised if our Twitter game improves.
That's my reason. Yeah, because the head of digital communications is not doing his job.
You've got to sort of give to receive in this game of Twitter.
Right.
And I've given nothing, so we're receiving nothing. Our only followers are George and... Me? Mike?
I know we have a Twitter, but I don't care. Right, first subject of the day. Third one out there. Woman meets man on Tinder date, then gets tricked into sleeping with him, so she prints off loads of flyers publicising his name, his workplace and address. That was the headline. He tricked her into sleeping.
Now you need to delve deeper into that. What do we mean by trick?
I don't know. I just
said he was someone else. Is that what?
No, but how can you trick someone? What's the trick? Like,
see,
he wore a cloak.
Once again, what we've done is you've picked a story, you've done no research into the actual story, and we're discussing it really based on the headline.
Yeah, because this could get this is a bit of a touchy one, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be touchy.
Should we go
just,
then?
It depends on what the trick was. Mm. You know, if it was a trick involving drugs, then that's crossed the line into tomfoolery, rape, and no one's on board with that. Mm. But if the trick was something a little bit more harmless,
he said my name's Nigel and I'm a billionaire. His actual name's Steve and he ain't doing bad for himself, but he's not wealthy. He's from Clacton. His name's Steve from Clacton, but he pretends to be Nigel
from Manhattan.
Westminster of Manhattan.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, Steve and Nigel, they share the same philosophies. They share the same core beliefs. They are.
And that's more for her then, if she's not willing to sleep with Steve.
Simply because
he's the white Nigel. Then you know what? Fuck her.
Shallowness.
She gets a no from us.
And also, well, it's possible no for me. I still need to know more. What was about her response, publishing her, his name?
She put flyers around the local area where she met him, saying,
this man tricked me into sleeping with her. But what does that mean, though? What does it mean?
I wish you put something down.
I wish you would have just clicked on the link. That's all we would have had to do.
You know, in some universities in America, they're starting to punish people. They want to make it a criminal offence if you trick someone into sleeping, or if a man tricks a woman into sleeping.
Yeah, but how can you? I don't get how you can trick someone. I don't get what does it mean, trick? Like what?
I don't understand.
So you don't understand what is the trick? Because if it's a trick, I don't fucking know it. What is the trick?
Yeah, that's a good point. What is this trick?
What is this trick that everyone's getting laid from?
What is this trick? You should have found this trick out. One job.
I do my job.
You don't do your job. You get the headlines. What's that rubber duck?
What is it?
Well, just for the benefit of people at home, obviously, those of you who are listening don't care because you've just got something squeaky in a plastic bag.
You're whistling butt plugs.
No, do you know what it is? It's in my bag, but I've got a funny story to tell. I've got a funny story to tell about this as well.
You dare say you don't know how to have
Right, fun. Listen. Listen. So, it's basically, I buy my dog a toy once a week, yeah?
Right.
From the pets at home. So it's a squeaky toy, she likes them. And I have it in my work bag. Mm-hmm. Right, and last week on the train, right, so I'm standing on the train, it's quite busy, there's a girl there, similar age, attractive, she's standing opposite me on the carriage, right, she's standing opposite, so I'm thinking, it's not going to improv.
I'll tell you, and then we can see if we go there.
I'm looking at her, thinking, oh, she seems nice, reading a book, oh, intelligent, like, probably works as well, works, intelligent.
Your type?
Okay, yeah, she ticks all the boxes for me so far. She's ticking what I'm thinking, she looks up at me, I'll give her a little smile, and then I lean back on the door, and as I lean back on the door, you can just hear, and I forgot it was in my bag. What can I say? Like, yeah, that's just a true toy. Because I leaned back against the door and you just went,
stared into her eyes to assert your dominance.
Hang on, you.
Chosen you.
That's for you. Come in and have a look at this trick.
Oh, it was so embarrassing, though. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Imagine that was a card trick. If I pick your card,
is that the trick? Yeah.
You sleep with me.
Yeah. But yeah,
they were just one the same card. All
was
the
this your card? No. Now check in your right pocket. Ace of spades. Yeah.
Well done. It's annoying, isn't it? Because I could have been with her, bitch.
But you're squeaky toy.
Denied it.
How were your chances looking before the squeak? You were getting some good signals?
I got a smile. Mm-hmm. That was it. But still, a smile was a long way in this day.
What did a squeak do to that smile?
It was just sort of an awkward look, like, why does he do that? And then the train starts, just like, oh, here we go, what's the point?
Now, think that you'd made the squeak yourself?
It was kind of obviously me. So, like, I just, right. like, basically, but I
did
back.
Did she think that you made it with your mouth, or did she?
No. She definitely knew, like, I she might have thought I was a part-time clown or something. Just had my work clothes on me.
Yeah.
It was so awkward, though. And she was, like, nice girl, intelligent, good job. Yeah, she was like good.
You created a huge backstory around this girl from I Feel Minimal Information on her.
She's reading the book. Unless she was pretending to read the book, and if not, she's a bloody good actress. Yeah, so that's one or the other. She was either pretending.
It's easy to pretend to read a book.
Yeah, well, she knew what she was doing. The eyes were going.
Yeah.
Page returning. I thought
that got that one. That's red.
Yeah. So unless that's what she does with all the guys, I don't know.
Right, okay.
But she was like, she was willing to get up and work, nice clothes on, attractive, book and all that.
Now, I'm imagining when you slouched down, it was quite a cool slouch.
Because, it's a connection. I'm going to lean against the wall.
Looking cool.
Looking cool, like, here we go, chilling out. Just on the train, chilling out, and a long day's work. And then so I lean back and you just go... That is how it went. And she just got a book staring at me. And I was just didn't know what to do, like...
I feel like that squeak would have been, you know, a good reflection of what your chat would have been like anyway. I think that chat's actually saved you. That might have just saved you
from a lot of humiliation in front of a packed train. No, it wasn't that busy. There's enough people in there to realise that, you know.
So if it hadn't been for the squeak, then how do you think you would have played that?
Well, then after that, the squeak, she started getting on her phone and texting stuff. Or are you? Or are you intelligent? Or was you pretending to be? Or now you are you WhatsApping your mates saying, or what we're doing, girls?
She's probably this WhatsApping.
But you found him attractive, but his fart squeak.
I was quite interested in this guy standing opposite me before he fucking squeaked.
He squeaked.
I was just about to say hello to the fucking squeak.
Why me?
Yeah. Well, if you're listening, girl on the train, you had the book and then put your phone on and heard me squeak. What's her email? What's my name for a start? And my number?
Who am I?
She is lovely. She made such a narrow dodge there. Yeah. Well, listen, you haven't got something to say. Wait.
WorkingCastHeroes@gmail.com. Email us and yeah. I'll probably email you and I'll probably get your Facebook and your name and your Twitter and your WhatsApp and your Instagram. And then we can take it from there.
Sounds like a good thing. Now, what I'm interested in is to see how you're gonna say, because you learned a lot about segueing last time.
Mm-hmm. As we're talking about celebrities.
Shut up.
All right.
That was horrible.
This is quick. Right? I was watching. Have you know Celebrity Roast where they put a celebrity on and they all came?
Yeah, I watched the James Franco one. That was pretty good.
Right.
They roasted James
Franco. Yeah. But I watched the Justin Bieber one. Right. I thought was the best one if I was there.
Yeah.
But they were all coating off Justin Bieber. A few Selena Gomez jokes going in. I thought, and then a few Snoop Dogg was there. A few comedians. All right, I was thinking, come on, boys, let me in. Come on, let's let the real. Let's get to business.
What would you say then?
I would have said, Justin, I was talking to Selena Gomez the other day, actually. It's funny that you took her to Florida to lose her virginity, because she told me she lost her virginity in Orlando. Because he had a fight over Orlando Bloom with her.
Oh, right. Yeah. And they were way over my head.
Yeah, like, no, but they were making jokes about Orlando Bloom. So at the time, people would have gone like, yeah. Come on, Justin, yeah. Save your face, mate.
If I was there, I would have laughed.
They were making a lot of jokes about Selena and Orlando, but it was shit material. Not compared to that Dynamite.
I genuinely did actually write a joke about Justin Bieber ages ago, and I haven't said it in a while. It was a pretty basic joke. It was, what's the difference between Justin Bieber and a circumcised penis? One of them's not a complete bell end. I genuinely did come up with that, and I think it deserved better. I'm getting nods, but nods are only as good as their loudness.
Who's Bieber jokes better than?
I'm nodding. I'm going to go with George's. Your joke could have gone better. You could have just said, what's the difference between George? Yeah.
He's edited a joke, but I genuinely wrote
that for a specific comedy night that was about Justin Bieber, and I suppose all you have to take is my word for that.
It
was a Justin Bieber themed night. You had to come, and it was specifically for that. I know you're not believing me, you're not even listening to me. The people in the room are so bored of this already.
Well, I've got a quiz.
Go on.
Shut down.
Let's hear it.
Do you want a quiz then?
Yeah.
Quiz when it gets the squeaky toy.
What's our buzzers this time? We do our own.
Go on, do your squeak. Your unique squeak.
Go on, what's your one? Okay.
I'm a wheezy.
Breathy.
Remember Toy Story? That little
little
penguin called Wheezy. Right. And he couldn't squeak.
Here we go. What has four fingers and one thumb but is not a hand?
George, I asked you this question the other day at work.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh,
did you?
Yes, again.
This is how you've got this.
This is ridiculous.
I sent this to you while you're in Golden Square.
Oh.
Over instant message.
This is the downside.
Oh, right. I'm going to give this away.
People who work for
spend he told me that question.
This is rigged. He told me. It is rigged.
I can't believe you've forgotten I asked you that question.
I thought it might have been you or someone else.
Joel, what is the answer?
Four fingers, one hand, not four fingers, one thumb, but it's not a human hand or any sort of hand.
I don't know.
A glove. Have that, mate. Put that in your pipe.
Well, right. No, I shall not.
I've got and I've got some lyrics for you as well. Remember last time?
Some lyrics.
Yeah, we like these ones, didn't we? I can't get on the ground any further. It's impossible for me. And do not treat me like a murderer. I just like to pee, pee, pee. Yes, I make R&B. I sing song. It go ring-a-ching-chong, ching-chong-chong-chong-chi. I joke, I kid, I kid.
Snoop Dogg, I joke,
I kid, I kid.
God. It's Eminem.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
like, ass like that.
Ass like that.
Snoop Dogg.
I like Snoop Dogg, eh?
Can I just put in my vote that I hate this quiz?
Yeah, well, we should discuss that after the podcast.
Yeah. Should the fan to decide.
Yeah. That's to the fans, Joel, mate. We leave that up to the fans,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, we'll tweet something later. Retweet for yes quiz.
Or leave it and ignore it for yes and retweet it for no, and then we'll see.
Okay, that seems
better. Have you ever heard of a pastafarian before?
I said it's a Jamaican that likes pasta.
I would say it was racist, but
it does sound kind of racist. But some guy in, I think, America, he's started a church over the flying spaghetti monster.
Right.
It's...
And where is this going?
It's ridiculous. Well, recently...
The flying spaghetti monster. So
Church of the flying spaghetti monster. Like,
so, but, and he can fly as well.
Yeah, that's so he flies. There's a whole bunch of like tenants. Instead of amen, they say ramen. And they've got the eight I really rather you didn't. And they call
so explain what the Church of the flying spaghetti monster is.
It's like a parody church.
Right.
Or parody religion, or a religion to parody other religions. I guess about the ridiculousness of
this. This sounds
things.
Like a good idea. This sounds like just what, genuinely what people need.
And they wear colanders on their heads.
You say they're recognised as an actual religion?
Yeah. And recently in the Netherlands, right. I think this week, they've been accepted as a genuine religion.
I think that's good. I'd probably support them.
That's a yes from me.
Yeah, yes from me. I'll go for that.
Can we each read out I'd really rather you did?
Yeah, go for it. You can have one, George.
I'll start from the top.
Go on, George. I mean, Joel. Go on, Joel.
I really rather you didn't act like a sanctimonious, holier-than-thou arse when describing my noodly goodness. If some people don't believe in me, that's okay, really. I'm not that vain. Besides, this isn't about them, so don't change the subject.
Yeah, it's just about bastards.
I like it. Big
yes, we're loving that. I'm annoyed with Taylor Swift going out with Calvin. I know we talked about her last time.
Fuck off with your Taylor Swift infatuation.
Every single time. He brings up the
picture.
And then he tries to pin it on one of us. He was like, that's the only time he actually uses a segue.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joel's crush.
Do you know if we knew it, I'd be like that guy who just is like, well, Taylor, I think Joel fancies you. What do you think of that? It's a bit weird. Do you like being single? Or you got your eyes on anyone else? And
I don't want to talk about Taylor Swift anymore.
I want to hear why
I'm annoyed she's gone out with Calvin Harris. I thought,
why are you annoyed?
Because they don't sue.
Oh my god.
I want to hear the rationale behind this.
She's hot, right?
Yeah.
And he's a Scottish DJ. I never even knew that was a thing, Scottish DJ. What do you know what I mean? And she just don't suit him, man. She should definitely go with... I was happy when she was with John Mayer, because
right.
I like John Mayer. I think, if not Paolo Nutini, but I can't see him putting up with her.
You can't.
No. I'm about.
How do you know all of these, like, every man she's been with?
I
don't understand.
No, she didn't go with Paolo, but I'd say I'd like to see her try it with Paolo, but I can't see Paolo doing it.
Who else has she been with,
cool.
then?
She's been with Styles.
Who's that?
Harry Styles.
Okay, yeah.
John Mayer. She's been with, I think, one of, like, Nixon's son, one of the president's sons. Nixon. What? One of the, that mob, yeah. One of the Nixons or Clintons.
I mean, it's worrying, verging on stalkerish. That you know, in so, I mean, you're not even looking at a list here. This is all
memorized. You've memorized this. You don't even know who Nixon is, and you know that Taylor Swift is Nixon's son.
But what's
such a bad point?
Who else did she go with? Hold on. Ed Sheeran tried it with her, but she wasn't having it. Which is, yeah, go with Ed Taylor. Because you can tell he's always with her. I mean,
what? How can you tell?
Why are you slandering Ed Sheeran? Now, that is a man of integrity.
No, I know. No, this is why I like it. So she should go with him. She chose Calvin over Ed Sheeran. Pathetic, love. But actually, you know what? No, let's stop talking about her. I'll fill out with it. No, that's it, man. She didn't want Ed Sheeran, but she went out with Calvin Harris. Like, ever, like, well, what? Because Ed Sheeran might not be as good look. Like, idiot. Shake it off, love. Yeah. Shit. But other net subject.
We've really wound him up. Or he's just wound himself up.
I mean, he's got himself into an absolute rage. No, George, put down the mixer. Stop.
I've seen this on your list here, George. People play PlayStation, post it on YouTube, and become famous. What? I guess that grinds your gears for some reason.
Yeah, that's annoying, isn't it?
That's risen just before Swift
Calvin
Harris. Which means that he's jumped one of the options to get to Swift should be going out with Calvin quicker. That's how passionate you were about that. Can we just read out all the topics soon to be discussed? Zayn never wanted to be in Run Direction and didn't like the music. The Indian Air Force has said that its fighter jets have shot down a UFO. Where do you compile this list? Police kicking opera singer's door after confusing singing with screaming. All right, well, I mean, we're going to have to obviously edit most of these out so that we don't spoil upcoming content.
Yeah, you've spoiled it.
Huh? I mean, I'm really surprised. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
It was the Indian Air Force.
Just give everyone the whole schedule. Why don't you?
So people play PlayStation, post it on YouTube, and become famous.
Yeah, they do. That's annoying, isn't it?
For who?
For me.
Why?
No, it's annoying that they think they can get away with it.
But I feel like you're killing dreams now.
When I was a child, I would have killed to be able to just sit in my room playing PlayStation, playing Super Mario and getting paid for it. Last night I drank to Kanye West and tonight I'm going to dream of Taylor Swift.
Now, see, that is what I want to talk about. Now, what dream did you have about Kanye West?
Yeah, I was telling George this in Morrison's, actually. little plug.
We're all the greatest stories of all.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. We're in the queue at Morrison's.
Yeah.
We're buying
shout out to Morrison's.
Yeah.
And it just came back to me, you know, as dreams do. Mm. I was at a Kanye West listening party. His new album's coming out, so I guess I was just getting a bit excited for that.
So this was in the dream, you were at a listening party?
I was at the listening party in a dream, neighbour's house.
I was at a listening party. That's a group of people who get together and listen to
the new album. It happens all the time, yeah. And so it was at my next door neighbour's house.
Yeah.
And for some reason, my next door neighbour was really rich, and I lived in a council flat house. But we were next door to each other.
So he was in the flat next door, but it was luxurious.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That's a lot.
I mean, that is really sucks for you.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
I
kicked myself while I'm down. Yeah. My own fucking dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were all sitting at the table having some food because we're at the next door.
Right.
And I really fancied, I don't know who it was, the girl at the time. I don't know who it was. It was at the party.
Yeah.
And I was trying to talk to her dad, but he kept ignoring me. He kept turning away.
Her dad ran this
party. Why are you trying to talk to her? Why her dad? Are you trying to get the dad's approval?
Yeah, I don't really know because it's a dream. Right. So you don't really understand what's going on.
I suppose if the dad puts a good word in,
I was trying to talk to the dad. Yeah. Trying to be friends with the dad, be chummy with him.
Yeah.
And then he'll be, oh, that limb's a nice guy.
And he just kept ignoring me.
Oh, right.
Just every time I tried to talk to him, he blanked me.
Yeah. And then what happened? Then where's his Kanye feature?
Oh, he was there.
We're just watching it all happen.
So
I was friends with Kanye, obviously.
Oh, right. Okay.
Of course I was friends with Kanye.
That's fair.
That's not the story. It was just that Kanye West listening party.
To be fair, I mean, well, it's a ridiculous dream and full of holes, but to be fair, as you were saying that, it reminded me of thank you for that. It reminded me of a dream I had relatively recently.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of equally as, I mean, not as ridiculous as George playing with his own rubber toy now.
That tastes horrible.
Don't take out your fucking mouth.
I mean, no one, that I mean, tastes horrible. Sympathy from from this side of the room. I mean, no. I know I didn't ask you to start biting into that rubber. So
no, I don't know that. I don't know how the dog play with that.
All right, anyone? Anyone
yeah, Joel's, verdict, Joel's dream.
The verdict on rubber toys is not for human consumption. Don't eat them. They're for animals. Let's, you know, conventions are made for a reason. Let's keep it that way. I was ready to lay into that dream, but as I was about to, I felt actually no. I had a dream recently that I went back in time to nice. Biggie Smalls' house, and he employed me as his chief party organizer. So he had all these house parties, and I was in charge of managing them.
Oh god, this is all good. And I mean, is he a blood or is he a crip? We can't fucking invite both, can we?
No, I will remember it's taking it like being really. He was like, I was really stressed out of the job, and I really, really wanted to do well, and I was running around, and I was like, oh my god, I was like, Biggie, I'm so sorry. I was like, I've tried to organise. I was like, the guests, I'm queuing on behalf. The security hasn't turned up, and he was always like, he was really lovely to me. He was just like, look, Joel. Just chill out and like have a good time. Like your job, it doesn't. You know, I wasn't expecting you.
Hey, cool, chill out, man.
I appreciate you being so reasonable, Biggie. But you know, be honest.
It's cool, man. Mr. Smalls.
I mean, I can't understand a word you're saying, Mr. Smalls.
Cool, man.
Your tone is very soothing and great.
If you don't, see, the thing is, I think that. I've just sort of, thought about your dream, thought about my dream.
Yeah.
Your dream has a lot to do with failure. Yeah. And my dream has a lot to do with rejection.
Mm.
And there are dreams.
I don't have dreams. I don't remember.
So no dreams.
No dreams.
That's
he's dead inside. Dead inside.
Nothing there.
Well, I mean, to be honest, out of the three people in the room, I would expect the one who was biting into the dog's toys to be the one who was absent-minded,
like Homer Simpson with the chimp with the, was it the symbols in his hand?
Yeah.
Do you know what I don't dream?
Because they've all come true so far.
No.
I don't know.
What dreams have you been having?
Yeah, really shit dreams,
dream to be a fucking... budget studio sending out a podcast to about 10 people. Yeah,
and
that
dream you haven't exactly been chewing for food.
That's come true.
Well, I've always dreamed
you dreamt you'd be one day chewing into animals, toys made for animals.
I'm driving 10-year-old Fiat Puntos. I'm basically done. I think where can I go from here? That's what I'm thinking.
The only way is down, but
was a fair point, though. I reckon that I do think that dreams mean something, that they reflect something that's going on the subconscious level.
Mm.
And I feel like that's true. My dream, that summarizes me. You know, you're at a nice party, people just want to enjoy themselves. I just want to make sure that everything runs smoothly, guys.
Mm. That's great.
I just think an efficient party is a fun party.
So if I'm Biggie Smalls and you're at this party then, and I'll come with you. Hey, Joel, there's some fucking play here going on over there, man. Getting fucking whack, man.
I'd say Biggie,
we're going to fucking cook heaven last, man.
I'd say Biggie, I mean, I'm far more concerned about the catering issues we've been receiving. Joel,
you need to get that ass over there in my fucking house now, man.
The salmon souffle is just not the right consistency that I would have liked, Biggie.
Collapse.
Fuck you, man.
They have collapsed, Biggie. I don't want to alarm you. So you're stressed out, but the pies the pies were overdone.
Someone is to blame.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, have you heard about Zayn? Everyone has been One Direction, like the music.
Fuck Zayn. Fuck One Direction.
We always talk about One Direction as well. I don't know why.
Fuck Justin Bieber. Fuck Taylor Swift.
It's funny, isn't it? We talk about these people because I actually don't know anything about them either. That's why I like talking about popular culture. It's popular, isn't it? We need to make sure we're down with everyone. So it's like, yeah, Zayn, what about you?
But what you do is you don't look into popular culture. You find names, you find buzzwords, you find words like emojis and words like Zayn and words like what and Bay. Yeah. But you don't mean anything. You don't do anything. No, George. No, you can't.
Damn boy.
You can't just bite into your rubber toy when things aren't going your way.
Don't taste any better than it did earlier.
Would that society were that simple?
Yeah, Zayn didn't want to be in 1D. So if you fancy talking about it, email us welcomecastzeros@gmail.com.
I don't think anyone does want to talk about it. They're just going to look on Daily Mail, Showbiz, and cry to themselves.
Sam Smith.
Who gives a shit?
I'm trying to be say.
You're baiting me. That's what you're doing, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just trying to see.
It's not even on your list.
Yeah, but Pete, it's on everyone's list at the minute.
I'll tell you
what we're gonna do with him. Eh?
What are we gonna do with him?
What are we gonna do with him?
To Air Force One. Trainers by the truck, no trainers by the ton.
There'll be days when I catch you by your J's. Chomp, but that is not for his gun. It's a run.
But then you say that one.
Police kick an opera singer's door after confusing singing with screaming. Well, it's not screaming though, is it?
Do you think when they were banging on the door that she said,
"Police, leave me alone"?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yes. What song do you think they were singing? Pavarotti's Mate.
How does it go?
Yeah, fucked
with
the levels there, didn't we?
Was it that time
to
say goodbye?
That screen is all brilliant.
Whoa, that's classic though, isn't it? I bet they've done that, didn't they? Time to say goodbye. Is there people walking past?
No. Right. Do you think we can get scouted off that?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Maybe. There's a scout in the area.
I know people. I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know what she was singing. Maybe it was
No regret me.
Is it that
poor Bloody hell. He's a Hindu turner,
I mean, whoa, can we rewind for a minute?
Oh yeah, I can speak French.
No.
Imagine he could.
Honestly, I can speak French.
Sorry.
Bonjour, je vous please.
No, that sounds kind of German or Swedish.
No, it's French. Yeah, it's French. So tell me what you say in French.
Say, I can speak a little bit of French. In fact, I can almost speak it fluently.
Je m'appelle en français, viens avec mon français.
My name is France.
You fucked up from the beginning. My name is France.
See, I mean, you brought everything back down to reality, but what I want to focus on is that literally, what you were saying before sounded like very good.
Yeah, no, because that's the worst of it. Yeah. I know that. I like the song, yeah.
But what I look at you one time and you're chewing rubber ducks. I look at you another time and you're reciting beautiful opera.
He's like an idiot savant.
Yeah, he is. It's like a walking juxtaposition.
No, I'm like from a scum.
Like Rain Man.
Rain Man.
But for singing.
Yeah. Rain Man.
I'll be like the joke on X Factor, Britain's Got Talent. People think, look, he ain't got to do anything. Like Suzanne Boyle, people think he's just going to walk on and make 10 sandwiches.
You just called Suzanne Boyle a man.
Is it that?
You're like, he's going to be doing this.
Yeah, what is he?
Susan Boyle's a lady.
Is it?
Right. Susan, I want to hear you do the opera.
It's a fucking shit show. It's an ugly lady, isn't it?
And 10 years behind the rest of general public.
No, they would think I'm going to come on and like make 10 sandwiches or something, and I'll just come out with that.
Well, can you do it again? I would actually genuinely want
to hear it. What is it? Oh, better croire. Oh, better
spinning. Where's
going to be
Chinese? You had me.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle Franz. I am George Jones.
My name is Franz. Oh, look, if you are listening and you're enjoying the show, then call me. 079.
Well, you've already given it out once.
What are we doing?
We've got to talk about.
I saw something earlier. There's that Swedish girl who thinks she's a cat.
Yeah, there's a Swedish girl who thinks she's a cat, but she's not. She's a human.
Yeah.
Plane.
Yeah, so she thinks she was born the wrong species.
And when a dog walks past, she goes, whoa!
She hisses. So she hisses when she sees a dog. She thinks she can hear, like she's got supersonic hearing like cats can.
Right.
So she said, all I did was watch the news report.
Yeah.
She says she can hear like keys jingling and suitcases rolling, but she was in a fucking train station.
Right.
So of course you can hear keys jingling and suitcases rolling on the floor because you're around them.
Yeah.
And she like meows. She got a really good meow, like top notch meow.
Well, I guess if you're going to claim
cat ears and a tail,
yeah, right. The tail and the ears are putting off. But as for vocals, she's spot on.
Right. I feel like if you are going to make the really bold claim to say I am a cat, I was born the wrong species, the least you can do is learn to meow.
She's got it down. She's nailed the meow.
Well, I'm glad that she's got the basics down, but that doesn't detract from the fact that she's clearly an insane person.
Of course.
Yeah.
But what's annoying me, just to bring it back to society again, is that that is the way we're going. Now, think about it. People are getting gender transplants, transfer, left, right, and centre. What's the difference between saying I was born?
You do know I used to be a woman.
Well, I assume that. Otherwise, I knew you.
You can tell.
You're too good looking.
Your baby face.
Yeah.
Super smooth skin.
Yeah. And these big floppers down below don't help, do they?
No. They are quite
floppy.
Grotesque, actually.
Yeah, it's a budget.
Yeah, I reckon soon, like in the future, we'll be able to like just flip between each gender. So like, I want to be a woman, and they'll just give you an injection, and then like in a week you'll be a woman. And then fancy being
a man.
Yeah,
but then what about a cat? What about, I want to be a cat, I want to be a dolphin, I want to be a...
You do anything.
What would you be? I'd probably go for a dolphin.
Well, any animal.
Yeah.
Killer whale, because they annihilate dolphins. And sharks.
Do they then? Do they annihilate dolphins?
No, would you annihilate me if I was a dolphin? I was like, it'd be like...
No, it would be mates. It'd be like...
It'd be one of them stories that'd be in the news, wouldn't it? Like, killer whale and dolphin do
like
podcasts.
Robin Big.
I'd be...
Killer whale and dolphin do podcasts together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd be a silverback gorilla, but I'd have huge wing transplants. So I'd fly. I'd be a flying gorilla.
Imagine that. Thinking outside the box. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to change my answer.
Yeah, this is why we do the podcast.
And do you know what I'd do? I'd see you two in the sea when I was flying over you, and I'd be like, fucking pathetic.
We could swim anywhere.
And piss on us.
You know, gorillas have tiny little dicks.
Well,
there's no
chance. It'd be nice to have something to carry the ground
into.
Carry something aboard.
But they are apparently pound for pound the strongest animal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And anyone who slagged off my tiny cock, I'd have the biggest inferiority complex around.
Yeah, well,
that's
you would
then.
So
that's why
they're the honest animal, because they've got such more nubs. They can't have all this.
They're the first Roy people, right?
Well, no, I was thinking because they're getting pissed off with other animals having a go at them, having small cocks, so they just...
All the birds just in the trees constantly going...
Yeah,
hence the wings, yeah. But what I'd... I don't know, what would you... I'd like a monkey as a pair.
I'd like a monkey.
I always feel the most empathy with monkeys, I don't know. I feel like if I was going to be born another animal, it would be a monkey.
Which kind of monkey?
In the pet shop, I'd
be a chimpanzee, a bonobo...
Bonobo. Actually, dolphins and bonobos. Like dolphins and bonobos are the only animals that have sex for pleasure.
Ah.
So if you've that's the thing with bonobo, isn't it? You wouldn't want it, knocking about. You know, I'd have another ape actually, because if the bonobo is getting horny, there's only so many prostitutes I can afford.
I wouldn't want a big one. I'd like the one that Ace Ventura had.
Spike.
Chimpanzees are huge, and they rip your face off. There's that story of the chimp ripping that woman's face off.
I remember that.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
Yeah. Have you seen that they also learn? There's a chimp that learns sign language.
Yeah,
and it can sign actual words to people. Like it can communicate properly.
Do you think soon that they are getting more intelligent? Amazing. Like they will be they'll be working in like Tesco's or something. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? They could be though, because they're just getting more intelligent.
Maybe start off like labouring or something like that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put them in customer service.
I guarantee they'll be on building sites.
The only people I've come across in customer service.
Yeah,
rather than talking to them.
They could fucking work it.
One, two, three.
Right, there you go.